Tuesday of Holy Week, March 26th, 2024. Hail to you, our King, obedient to the Father. You were led to crucifixion like a gentle lamb to the slaughter. Greetings to you, and welcome back to the new episode of Time with Father Felix.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Tuesday of the Holy Week. Isaiah 49 verse 1 to 6. John chapter 13 verse 21, 33, and 36 to 38. Islands, listen to me. Pay attention, remotest people. The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb, He pronounced my name. He made my mouth a sharp sword and hid me in the shadow of His hand. He made me into a sharpened arrow and concealed me in His quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I shall be glorified." While I was thinking, "I have toiled in vain, I have exhausted myself for nothing, and all the while my course with the Lord, my reward with my God." I was honored in the eyes of the Lord, my God, and God was my strength. It is not enough for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel. I will make you the light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. My dear brothers and sisters, God designates Israel as His servant from birth. This election, along with a well-defined mission to display my splendor. If the servant will do this by spreading the word of God, His law, which is symbolized by the sharpened sword placed in the mouth of the servant. The people recognized that they failed in the mission entrusted to them. Rather than representing God, they have labored in vain for nothing. After this repentance on the part of the people, the Lord speaks. He raises up another servant to save Israel and gather them from exile. The Gospel. While at supper with the disciples, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "I tell you most solemnly, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, wondering who he meant. The disciple Jesus loved was reclining next to Jesus. Simon Peter signed to him and said, "Ask who it is he means." So leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said, "Who is it, Lord?" "It is the one," replied Jesus, "to whom I give the piece of bread that I shall dip in the dish." He dipped the piece of bread and gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. At that instant, after Judas had taken the bread, Satan entered him. Jesus then said, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Simon Peter said, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me now. You will follow me later." Peter said, "I will lay down my life for you." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus was troubled because he was to be betrayed by one who had known his kindness and love for 3 years. Jesus also reminds Peter of the hardship involved in laying down his life for him. Let us pray. Father, may you receive your kindness and forgiveness and mercy as we celebrate the passion and death of the Lord. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Chibafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.